Blog Talk Radio.
Trying for number two. Can I say that I am so fucking like tired of this shit? Every fucking time I try and get on this fucking station, somebody or something is reporting me or trying to stop me. Either on Facebook, on fucking Twitter, on fucking Instagram, all that bullshit. You snowflakes out there, suck my dick. This shit's happening. So I've been off the radio for a few days, lots of family issues. If you've got mental illness in your family, I am so sorry, guys. There's no fucking help. You can't call the police on your family. You can't take them nowhere. You can't kick them out of your house. None of that shit. So, yeah. For those of you out there with distraught family members who have problems and you can't fucking do shit about it that causes your life to go upside down, I'm right there fucking with you. All right, so now that we've exclaimed my motherfucking absence from this bitch, I've got fucking news. Now, as you see, world news and impeachment, we'll get to the motherfucking impeachment afterwards. So first we have our fucking environmental news. Over in the car, we have images of wildfires in South America's Amazon region drawing global attention, a large and potentially devastating series of fires raging through Central Africa and parts of Southern Africa. So while we're worried about the Amazon and whatnot, which is necessary, the second lung of the world is on fire. Among the regions at risk is the Congo Basin Forest, the second largest tropical rainforest after the Amazon, mostly in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The region absorbs tons of carbon dioxide, a key in the fight against climate change, and has been called the world's second lung, like I said. At the Group of Seven summit of the political leaders this week, amid a global feud of how to handle Brazil's blazes, fucking put them out. President Emmanuel Macron of France published a Twitter message acknowledging Africa burns, and he was considering an aid program to help. Considering? How about just fucking do it? How about that? God damn it, you fucking useless goddamn cod pieces. I can't wait until all you motherfuckers that are in decline fucking die, because the new generation of children are better, smarter, and have more fucking motzi than all you fucking pieces of shit that sit up there in your fucking chairs, passing judgment, passing legislation, and fucking eating up all that dark money from Russia and then some. Fuck you. I hope you all fucking die. I said it. I hope you all fucking die. All you fucking pieces of shit that stops any sort of fucking future, like stopping things and like evolving and helping things get better. Yeah, fuck you. Anyway, don't consider an aid program. Just fucking do it. What the fuck is wrong with you? I guess fucking money, right? Money and power, so much more important than, like, the environment and, you know, living. Fire experts, however, are cautioning against comparing the situations in Africa and South America too closely. While the fires are racing through environmentally critical rainforest in Brazil and Bolivia and Central Africa, they are incinerating savanna and scrubbier land, mostly licking at the edges of the rainforest. In Central Africa, as in other parts of the world, many of the fires are typical for this time of year. While some ignite naturally in the dry season, others are deliberately set by farmers to clear land and improve crop yields. In South America, the burns spilled into sensitive areas and grew out of control. In Africa, some experts fear that the same outcome. They say that Central African governments may be inadequately prepared to fight the blazes. Stop fucking doing it. I don't know. So, right now, we're looking at if it catches the rainforest in the Congo Basin, it will be worse than in South America. We are calling on governments to not be silent, start acting now to make sure these fires are not getting out of control. It's kind of too late. Right? It's fucking too late. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the number of fire alerts in 2019 is running slightly above average, according to Global Forest Watch, but it is still not as high as in some recent years. So, but as of right now, for generations, fires set by farmers were not a major concern, but rising temperatures, decreased rain, and industrial practices like logging have made forests increasingly vulnerable to out-of-control blazes. Less rain leaves the land dry and more vulnerable to sparks, while the logging thins the forest, making it less dense and less humid and more vulnerable to fire. But you know, humans are destructive because we could be making everything, 500,000 plus textiles out of hemp and marijuana, even fuel. So all this shit is just fucking, it's fucking baloney. Hippy dippy fucking baloney. That's what it is. So thanks, humans, for ruining the planet and then some. Because, you know, money, I guess. Anyways, now we shall go on from there. We're going to stop by Australia. Let's go. I swear to God, it's like everything that could try and like ruin my connection is happening. So we're stopping by Australia. Of course, Australia is on fire. Most of it, it has wiped out the majority of the koala population. In fact, there's so few of them that they won't be able to recover. So as the manatees are coming out of extinction off the endangered list, we now have koalas. Koalas are now endangered. So we have Bear the Detection Dog, who's sniffing out and saving koalas. Unlike other koala detection dogs who sniff out koala scat, Bear is able to smell and lead rescuers to live koalas. Thank you, Bear. Bear is a dog, and his job is finding koalas. He's a border collie coolie mix with striking blue eyes and works with detection dogs for conservation. He has been specifically trained to sniff out displaced, sick, orphaned, and injured koalas in the wild. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. According to the International Fund for Animal Welfare, so he has been busy these past few days. Bushfires are currently raging across Australia's east coast, and they are burning right through prime koala habitat. They are predicting that hundreds of koalas have already died in the fires, but Bear is out there for the ones that survived. The hardworking canine was recently sent out to several scorched areas in Australia to help Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, Queensland Koala Crusaders, and Wildcare Australia Incorporation find koalas that may have been injured in the fires and are now in desperate need of help. While the idea of a dog rescuing a koala may sound adorable, the job is not easy. Koala detection dogs need to be disinterested in people, hyper-focused, and without a prey drive. Luckily, Bear meets all the requirements. Years ago, Bear, now six, was brought to the detection dogs for conservation by his former owners who could no longer care for him. He was brought in for assessment at about 1 year old. Within minutes, the team knew he was the one. He is high energy, obsessive, doesn't like to be touched, and is completely uninterested in people, which sadly means he doesn't make the ideal family pet. But these qualities do make him a perfect candidate for detection, which is exactly why he was chosen. Yay. Brilliant. So Australian koalas are considered functionally extinct, with only an estimated 80,000 remaining. I don't get it. My tongue's so fucking long. It's in the goddamn way. I don't know. When I get angry, like, it just carries over, and like my tongue just wants to jump out of my face. I guess I get tongue twisted. So anyway, Africa's on fire. Australia's on fire. The Amazon has been on fire. But here in Florida, which we had some fires, then we had hurricane that devastated Pensacola, which Trump has not done anything about, nor has FEMA. But of course, when you slash the funding for FEMA, that's what happens, I guess. So Florida manatees are no longer endangered. Hold on. I got something for this. Yay, needed that. That was an applause, much needed. At one time, there were an estimated to be only a few hundred. In 1973, they were put on the endangered list. Their numbers are beginning to flourish. It makes sense. Then if Florida manatee is out of harm's way, so to speak, they should be removed from the endangered list. Well, yes and no. Though there are now estimated to be more than 6,000 Florida manatees in the wild, not everyone is thrilled to see their status change from endangered to threatened. With overall manatee numbers in the Caribbean region up to around 13,000 and around half of those Florida manatees, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service went ahead and made the change to their status. This was in order to make way for others who need the services and protections the endangered designation affords them. What landed them on the endangered list in the first place? Well, unfortunately, it's human interference. As you might have guessed, the main causes of manatee death are impacts from boat propellers and loss of their natural habitat. Since neither of these root causes has been remedied, the risk of the manatee numbers suffering again in the future is quite high. They're not out of the woods yet. The Center for Biological Diversity had this to say. Manatee numbers have never truly recovered as the animals must contend with a barrage of man-made threats. Each year, about 87 manatees are killed by collisions with boats, and that's the single greatest cause of premature mortalities. This is more than seven times the number of manatees that the Fish and Wildlife Service estimates can be killed without impairing the species recovery. Meanwhile, while boating in Florida, it is at an all-time high, increasing. 2017, the service downlisted the manatees from endangered to threatened, despite the fact that in 2016 had been the deadliest year for manatees. Now, I will tell you, I am a waterways person. Like, I go out into the lakes and rivers and stuff, so I have a close encounter with manatees like all the time. And there's one thing that I notice about all the ones that I see: they all have scars on them from being hit by propellers. So, you know, that's just humans. That's what we do. We ruin shit. That's what we do. So anyways, so there is that. We have, I'm going to do this really quick because, I mean, I didn't do Fuck Trump Wednesday. I've just been listening to everything. And when you've got people being put in witness protection because of the president, I'm sorry, we don't live in Russia. And if you're not guilty, you don't stop people from testifying, and you damn sure don't run your fucking bitch mouth on Twitter. Yes, the president is not a president. He's a fucking bitch. He's got a bitch fuck mouth that Putin uses as his personal cock holster, and he shits literally down his throat. So while we're over here fighting each other, Democrat, libtard, blah, 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 fucking Russia is talking about how Trump is so obedient and how America is falling as an empire. Y'all are dumb. So anyway, I have, that's all I'm going to say about that. Guilty is guilty is guilty is guilty is guilty. You're fucking guilty. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. I am country over party. And I don't give a fuck if you're a Dem, if you're a Rep, if you're what the fuck ever. You better be a goddamn American first. And all you fucking white supremacist pieces of shit out there, the white race,
will never be superior and never was and never will be.
Put that in your crack pipe and smoke it, you fucktard. Now that I've said my racist piece and racist rant, I'm going to do one more thing because this is important. If you don't pay attention, BT-dub, for all you mouth breathers out there living in, I think it was Louisiana, I want to say, they got amoebas in their drinking water. They got amoebas in their regular water, like that comes out of your sink. Don't drink that shit. If you're in Alabama, if you're in Mississippi, if you're in Louisiana, do not get into your waters. Do not get into your waterways. Do not drink out of your sink. This is a story I came across yesterday. I'm just going to pull it up. Hold on. Because I really think people need to know. And I really hope that anybody can hear me because I'm so fucking pissed off from earlier. Okay, brain-eating amoebas have been detected in two water systems in Louisiana. The state's health department said Thursday health officials reassured residents that drinking tap water is still safe. How? No, the answer is no. Normal bathing or showering isn't a risk because even if tap water is contaminated, it doesn't penetrate into the deepest nasal passages. Brain infections from the amoeba usually pop up in late summer when warm water favors its reproduction and many people are diving into ponds to escape the heat. Okay, so it's Nilgiria fowleri. Do not get the water up your nose, I guess. I don't understand that. Like, don't drink fucking tap water. Try that. Don't wash with it. Don't fucking drink with it. They're trying to cover that shit up. I don't trust it. Just like in Oklahoma, don't trust your water there because my daughter tested 4.5 on the lead scale. That's out of 5. So that's not good. And you can catch it on fire from where I was standing because my neighbor died from taking a fucking shower and she was pregnant. That's how they were trying to cover that shit up. All right, so one more. Because tonight, if I don't use all my time tonight, I'm just going to get on tonight and do some more impeachment inquiry. I know there's going to be a bunch of Trump tards coming out on my show, and that's what I'm depending on. Arctic Circle diseases. You're going to love my nuts. All right, lurking in the permafrost. So we've got animals infected. Otters and whatnot. Hold on, I'm trying to do this and it's bullshit. All right, seals and sea lions. I'm pulling this from National Geographic, so you can go ahead and Google the shit out of it. Deadly virus spreading around among marine mammals as Arctic ice melts. When sea otters in Alaska were diagnosed with Phocine distemper virus, that's PDV, in 2004, they were confused because the pathogen in the Morbillivirus genus that contains viruses like measles had then only been found in Europe and on the eastern coast of North America. We didn't understand how a virus from the Atlantic ended up in these sea otters. It's not a species that ranges widely. A scientist at the University of California, Davis, who now investigates how pathogens move through marine ecosystems. Using 15 years of data from 2001 to 2016, Goldstein and her research team were able to see upticks in PDV. that corresponded with declines in Arctic sea ice. This new range for the otters likely allowed infected animals to move west into new territories where the virus had not appeared before. The results of the study published today in the journal Scientific Reports show how climate change may be opening up new pathways for diseases to spread from Europe to North America. Faustine distemper virus was first detected in 1988 in Northern Europe, where an estimated 18,000 seals died. Most of them harbor seals. A similar outbreak occurred in 2002. It's unclear where PDV originated. Some research has suggested it originated in the Arctic, but variations of distemper are found in dozens of animals. Local vets regularly vaccinate pet dogs against the canine version. As in seals, as in with dogs, symptoms of the virus include difficulty breathing, discharge from the eyes and nose, fever, and marine animals. It will be erratic swimming. It spreads via direct contact or if an animal comes into direct contact with an infected excrement. So basically what's happening is we had our first major outbreak in 2006, and over the past year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been logging what they describe as abnormally high numbers of dead seals from Maine to Virginia. Test results have shown PDV is the primary culprit. So basically what we're seeing is as the permafrost and ice melts, more things like funky diseases come out and affect their animals, and this can eventually reach us. So as you stupid fucks out there are arguing about who made the planet, if there's a God or whatnot, and if there's climate change, all this is happening and most of us are going to die soon. So the Black Plague is out in Japan or China. Let me pull that up real quick. I saw this. And this was this year. Third case. Now I'm glad I pulled this up. A third case of the Black Death Plague just popped up in China. China gave the world a bit of a scare when health officials in the country confirmed that two people had come down with the most deadly form of plague, pneumonic plague, which is believed to be a variant that caused the Black Death pandemic, showed up in the husband and wife in a remote area of the country. Now they're saying a third person has also tested positive for the plague. What makes this news even more troubling is that the man apparently had no contact with other plague victims. The good news is, if you can call it that, is that the man has a bubonic form of the illness. Okay. They quarantine them. One of the individuals is in stable condition, while the other one was said to be in critical. The third case is a bit different, unlike the two patients. The 55-year-old man in a different area of the country came down with the bubonic variant of the sickness and is to believe he contracted the plague after eating a wild rabbit that he had killed. Here's a hot tip for you. For those of you who don't know that much about hunting, do not hunt rabbits during the summer. You should only do it in the winter because they carry funky diseases and parasites that are more active in the summer than the winter. So you have to be careful when you're out catching your rabbits. So, yeah, there it is, guys. Plagues are coming back. Fires are everywhere. Permafrost is giving marine animals PDV. That sounds like HPV, don't it? So we got problems, along with the impeachment bullshit going on. And it ain't bullshit. What Trump did was, like, you know, bad. And that's why we have a constitution. So either you're for Russia or you're for America. So if you're against this and you want to fucking say Trump didn't do nothing, then you are definitely not an American. You're a fucking traitor. So that's the fucking tea, people. I hope everyone can hear this. I'm about to find out if I fucking can, because I got nobody to tell me if this is on or not. So I wish everyone a good day, except for you, Donald Trump. Fuck you, Donald Trump, and all your fucking cronies and every one of your little Trump supporters. I hope all y'all lose your homes. I hope you can't eat. I hope your jobs are lost to an immigrant, a woman, a black man, anybody but you. Everything that you hate, I hope happens to you. So, sorry, I'm definitely country over party, and I'm definitely Americans and immigrants over racist and retards. And that's the fucking tea, guys. Bye. I'll be on tomorrow for tarot as usual.